Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Today on the podcast, we are talking about how OpenAI is investing $12 billion into CoreWeave, which is a GPU-heavy cloud service provider. So, we're going to get into that today. That's a lot of money. We're going to talk about what it means for you and how you can make money using AI. So before we do that, Jane, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yes. Something that Jamie and I love doing every single week is we create an exclusive piece of content where we're breaking down the exact AI tools we use. On the podcast, we talk a lot about the AI news, the implications, give you side hustle ideas. But when it comes to actually pulling them off, how Jamie and I are both actually making money or scaling our businesses, what tools, workflows, how much money we're making, what areas and niches, like all of the actual nitty gritty details. We share all of that in the AI Hustle School community, not on the public internet for obvious reasons. So if you're interested in getting access to all of that, and every single week we record a new video. This week we recorded a tutorial and video all about how to use AI to generate a really powerful ad strategy to essentially scale up your ad strategy on Facebook or Instagram or anywhere else where you're running ads, or how to offer that if you're an AI consultant to businesses and make thousands of dollars for it. We made a whole tutorial video. We've made dozens and dozens. We've been doing this for over a year. So there's like over, I think, 50 videos on there breaking down different side hustles and tools. All of that you get access to for $19 a month if you want to join the school community. In addition, there's over 300 members who are all sharing their stories, their businesses, what they're working on, giving feedback. So it's an amazing community to be part of, people that are making money and scaling all of the growth hacks with AI tools. So in the future, we'll probably raise the price again. In the past, we had this at $100. We lowered the price, so it's on discount right now for $19 a month. In the future, we'll probably raise the price again. So if you would like to get in before we raise the price, it's $19 a month, and I'll leave a link in the description. All right, let's get into the podcast. So this is an absolutely colossal deal, $12 billion. This is massive. When you hear these kind of numbers, you think of the fact that like OpenAI just a couple of years ago got a $10 billion investment from Microsoft. And for that $10 billion had to give up 50% of their company. Now OpenAI is putting even more than that, $12 billion into this company CoreWeave. And they're not even getting that much, like they're not getting that percentage of equity. So it's very interesting. Now, the one caveat I'll put to all of this is why they're doing it, how they're doing it. There's a lot of the, you know, the devil's in the details, I think, for a lot of this stuff. And the biggest thing that I'll say is that this $12 billion, well, it's actually $11.9 billion, but pretty much $12 billion. This $12 billion is a five-year deal. So we're seeing this play out with other players, but essentially this money is not going to come to them all at once in one big tranche. It's getting split up over 5 years, which I guess there's a bunch of interesting things that go along with that. And we'll get into the whole business. I'm sorry I get so caught up on the finances, but I'm like, $12 billion, that's insane. How does this work? So the way it works, though, is that OpenAI does not have $12 billion cash to give CoreWeave today. You know, here's your investment, bada bing, bada boom, done. But OpenAI is a very fast growing company. They have billions and billions of dollars. Last I checked, it was like at least $4 billion of annual recurring revenue subscribed, maybe more, maybe it was closer to $8 billion. But in any case, they have a lot of money and they're growing very fast. So what they're able to do when they make a deal like this, a five-year deal, is they're able to essentially finance it based off of their projected future revenue. So while they may not have $12 billion today, and that might be a massive amount of their revenue, and they're like, well, this is worth it because it's a capital expenditure. You know, this is an investment into our infrastructure. And we expect to, let's say we're making $5 billion this year. We expect in the next 5 years by the end of this deal to be making $50 billion. So this isn't that much money and we'll pay it out over that amount of time. So they probably have some sort of initial investment. We saw a very similar deal happen with AWS when they invested into Anthropic, where they did that over multiple steps and over, I believe, a year. So they gave it to them quarterly. They're like a $4 billion investment. So different companies do this in different ways. But I do think that that's an important point to bring up. I don't know. Anything stick out to you, Jamie? I mean, this is so much money. It's so crazy.
I mean, so like as you're describing this to me and talking about how, well, they don't have the cash now, but it's projected. And I don't know. I don't want to say house of cards, but I don't know. We'll see. I mean, the demand obviously for AI is growing, and I think, you know, everyone sees the potential there, but, you know, with all the uncertainties of just, you know, geopolitical stuff and, you know, who knows what's going to happen with the economy and all these companies like cross investing with each other. It's almost like, you know, I wonder if one of them blows up, is it going to blow them all up? You know, I don't know. That's just kind of, it seems a little bit scary to me, but that's
okay.
Just my thought.
I was just thinking, I think a lot of people are actually thinking along that lines, especially with seeing like the big stock market crash, like in the last little bit, like we were down a bit. Hopefully it recovers, but you know, who knows? It seems like the big seven that were big AI companies are sort of going back down and to their valuations be more similar to regular tech companies. So there's a lot going on with that. But I think a lot of people are thinking the same thing, which is that it seems questionable that NVIDIA has invested millions, billions of dollars into so many different AI startups, for example, that turn around and spend that money right back to NVIDIA to buy their GPUs. So it's almost like it's like circular. And it's the same thing with, you know, I just mentioned the deal with AWS paying Anthropic, right? They give them $4 billion and then Anthropic goes and pays the money straight back to AWS for like their servers to train their models. And we saw the exact same thing with Anthropic paying, got a $300 million investment, I believe over a year ago now from Google Cloud, but it was the same understanding. It was like, here's $300 million, comes back and spend this on Google Cloud. So really what's happening is these cloud service providers, but really the main company, right? Because Google's benefiting from Google Cloud doing well. But it's like Google Cloud gives it to Anthropic, Anthropic gives it back to Google Cloud. And even though it's just like they gave them the money and they got back the money, they register that as new revenue. So all of a sudden, Google Cloud's revenue is up $300 million, even though it's like their own money. But they just like, you know what I mean? It's
like a little bit like Ponzi scheme-ish to me. I mean, I don't want to be too harsh, but like, it's kind of crazy. I don't know.
When you look at the factor of like the stock market price going up, it feels very much Ponzi scheme-ish. Now, if you were calling house of cards on the entire industry, let me dig into CoreWeave, because I think you'll be even more concerned once you find out the specifics of this deal. And not to say this isn't a good company. I think CoreWeave's a great company. I've been impressed with it. They've done impressive things, yada, yada. But this is what's a little sketchy is they're getting ready to do an IPO. So going out on the stock market. And what's interesting is that 62% of all of their revenue is from one single customer, which is Microsoft. That is not a diversified portfolio, right? Because if Microsoft decides they don't want to use CoreWeave anymore for some reason, CoreWeave has about 250,000 GPUs, NVIDIA GPUs, as of the end of this year. That's about the same amount, I believe, that xAI has, although Elon Musk was sneaky and I think grabbed some from Tesla and SpaceX to like make this giant conglomerate of GPUs. But I mean, so this is not like the only company that has this huge stockpile, but they have 250,000 GPUs, and NVIDIA owns about 6% of the company, right? So we're getting back to like, they own 250,000 NVIDIA GPUs, but NVIDIA owns 6% of the company. So like, house of cards. And then the crazy thing is 62% of all their revenue is from Microsoft, who, if they pulled out, the whole company would essentially collapse. So what I think they're trying to do with this OpenAI deal, because OpenAI was actually using Microsoft, who was using CoreWeave. So theoretically, you could say OpenAI was using CoreWeave, but through Microsoft. They're trying to cut out the middleman and go straight to CoreWeave, in my opinion, and ink this deal direct with them. This is really good for CoreWeave because now it's diversifying their customer base. Instead of 62% of all of their revenue coming from Microsoft, even if OpenAI pulls out, like maybe of that 62%, maybe let's say 20% was OpenAI. I don't know what the numbers are, but let's just say now pull that out. All of a sudden, Microsoft goes down to being 42% of the revenue and OpenAI is 20% of the revenue. Nothing has really changed fundamentally with this company and who's using it and the revenue, et cetera, except that they're a little bit more diversified. So for CoreWeave, it's a good thing, but I still think it's really sketchy coming up on an IPO, a big company having 62% of the revenue from one specific company. Sounds a little crazy.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, all that being said, like, you know, we've talked before, the big limitation or what, you know, a lot of AI companies are running into is the cost of running their LLMs and all their software is it takes a lot of energy. And so these big, you know, people here at the top like CoreWeave that have all the GPUs, you know, they're if they're providing like cloud service to people and making it cheaper, or they're one of the big vendors for, you know, all the NVIDIA GPUs, you know, they might be the ones that are safe from the crash, if you will, compared to like a company that has no hard assets or, you know, things like that.
This is a really good point you bring up, which is that like they have spent so much money. Okay. And this, it brings up more crazy things. Okay. I'll just bring up their revenue because I do think that's impressive. They had $1.9 billion of revenue last year, which is up 8x from 2023, which it was at $228 million. So that's pretty insane jump. They went up 8x in revenue to almost $2 billion. That's awesome. And they have 32 different data centers. So like they're quite diversified. Now, the thing that I do think is interesting here is the fact that, They're getting ready to do this whole thing, and their co-founders actually started this whole company, CoreWeave, for crypto mining. That was the original idea. It was a bunch of hedge fund guys started this to do crypto mining. The one thing that I think is absolutely crazy that they've done is they've already cashed out about $488 million from this company, which is insane. So that's the three founders each have $150 million they've pulled out of this. So it's not just like, we have this big company, ride or die, we're growing it. Like they're actually cashing out, which some people could say is good, some people could say is bad. You know, it seems a little red flaggy, especially with the 62% all from Microsoft. But I mean, hey, their company's doing good, making a lot of money. The last thing I want to bring up, though, which is kind of like you mentioned how they have to spend all this money on the GPUs. The debt they have is absolutely insane. They have $7.9 billion of debt on their books.
That's crazy.
$8 billion. They said they hope from this IPO. Now they haven't announced the official like share price or when the date of their IPO is or anything like that. But the rumors are that they hope to raise about $4 billion. Crazy thing is, like, if they had a smash success hit on an IPO, which is tough market nowadays, they would still only raise 50% of the revenue, or like 50% of their debt. They wouldn't be able to pay off half their debt. And they said that they hope to raise this money to pay down their debt, because obviously the interest rates are terrible right now. So probably have a lot of money they got to pay. So they are making a lot of money, $2 billion a year, which is great. But $8 billion of debt is pretty crazy. So they're in a tricky situation, but you have to do that when you're buying all these GPUs.
Wow. Yeah, that's, I don't know, man. Yeah, it's a risky bet in my opinion, but I mean, who knows? We'll see.
It's a risky bet. A wild time in AI land. There's so many opportunities, though. When you see things like $12 billion going in and out of companies, you know that there's so many areas to be a consultant. There's hundreds of millions of dollars being made around all of this stuff. So there's a lot of opportunities in all of this. If you're interested in growing and scaling your business and making money on all these different AI opportunities, make sure to join the AI Hustle School community. Linked in the description. We're excited to have you as a member and help help you grow, scale your business, make money with AI. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will catch you next time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.